book, almost on page 106, Nun Gimel Beis, Halacha Hei. Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes, Enasim Laos, are not going to come back. Shemar Yashachim Eretz Acheres, they were sent to another land, Kayom Azel, like this day. Mayom Holich V'Nachoz, just like days to go and do not come back. Afein, so today, Holchim V'Nachozim, they went and they do not come back to Rabbi Akiva. No, Mayom Afil Meir, just like a day, gets dark and then illuminates again. Afein, Kshiafel land, so today, even though now it's dark for them, see the Liyola, eventually it's going to become illuminated again, and they're going to come back. Aseres HaShvatim, Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba, this is Rabbi Akiva, holds him no portion of the God, Beinim Roy Lossi Lova, they do not see the eventual future, the restoration. Ma Taima, what Pasuk teaches this, for Ashlichem Eretz Acheres, and he casts him out to the land, Chayom Azeh, like the same, Mayom, Olech Ben Ochozer, Afhen Ochi Ben Ochozer, Divir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Yuli Ishbar Abu Akum, or Akus, Am Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon, he said, name Rabbi Shimon, Ema Yuma Asim Kayoim. Now, if the Kayoim Azeh, if their deeds remain like they were today, Ein Ochozer, do not come back. Milav, and if not, Chozer, hey, they do come back. If Gary had said it come to the world to come, back in Masech the Megillah, I brought down a Gersa from Rabbi Avraham Elliott Kaplan, that it should be Boim Gary Toshav Lossi Lovo. Even though there was no Gary Toshav at the time by Sheni, and that's only after the Korban, nevertheless it means Tzadiki Umos Olam, Chassidi Umos Olam, will come to the world to come. Atulinus, who in the Bavli is called Antoninus, right? Rabbi Yudah Nossi's friend. Antoninus bar b'roish kulam. He comes ahead of them all. Okay? Now, skip one line and we'll come back. Ismilan armed loisgar Antoninus. Some say he wasn't a complete gear. Ismilan armed, some say, or some indication, I should say, shizgar Antoninus that he was megar. Going back to the line we read before, it says, Mach Mamina, what's the case in which to derive this? I was waiting for you to come in.
Sorry, I called my son to call me.
Okay. Mach Mamina, what are you deriving this? Shiro, where do you derive this from? Shiro, so Yetzi, Mamina, Pochus, Bibakun, they saw him go out in a shoe, albeit the shoe was broken, it was a shoe on Yom Kippur. Mach Mamina, from this, he wanted to do that he wasn't the gear, because he went out with shoes on Yom Kippur. Says, well, no. Shekein, I feel the Reish Shemayim Yetzi B'Kach. Even the Reish Shemayim, sometimes there were shoes on Yom Kippur. There were shoes on Yom Kippur if, you know, they're going in a Mokum Matunah. Or, in this case, certainly, was a broken shoe, so logic dictates that it couldn't be something which you could wear on Yom Kippur. So that's not a proof that he wasn't Megayer. Then skipping to the end line, because we did it before, but the Gersa Megillah is much better, but it's not worth spending the time fixing it up here to make it proper. Seven lines into the wide lines. Last word on the line. Antulinus asked Gabi Rebbe. He came to Rebbe. Amalecha said, Chami, look here. You're going to give me the wood from Livyas to eat in the world to come? Armalei in. He said yes. Now, this is Zichr while he was still a goy. We don't know if he's Megai or not, but this definitely was a goy, because the next line. Armalei said, Min imar pischa lo chaltani. For on the current pace, you don't give me to eat. Min Livyas amechaltani lo amadas. You're going to give me from Livyas to eat in the world to come? So, of course, it means he wasn't a Jewish, because the reason why they wouldn't give the current pace, like what? Did have bris mila on it. So he's not a bris mouth. Can't even the current Pesach. So in this, they want to do this. Of course, he wasn't yet Megayer at the very least. So it's interesting. You get from Livyasa. Of course, Livyasa is Nishken Raya. Livyasa is a fish, right? You can give the eat from a fish. A carbon, you can't give him, but a Livyasa, you can give him. Anyway, so at any event, so, Armalais, he said, Man Avaloch. He said, what can I do for you? Uveimar Pesach by the current Pesach, it says, See, Kalora Loyachabo, it says, any uncircumcised cannot eat it, and you did not circumcise. Adam Ras teaches us the Lord's guy on Tolinus, at least at this stage on Tolinus, was not Megayer. What happened? Came the Shema came once he heard this. Also, Megir Garmei went and was Megayer himself. Asagar Gabi Rebbe came to Rebbe Armalei, so he said, Chami Kuzilasi, look at my brismila. He's taking pride in his brismila, right? So Armalei, so he said, Pedili loista kaltis miyomoy, I never looked at my own brismila. I never looked at my own aver. You want me to look at your brismila? I don't look at people's brismilas, not sneas. Adam Rath teaches us that the Zgar Antinu said he was Megar. Why was Rabbi Yudah Nazi called Rabbi Nakodesh? He beat me, lost him, Yom, he never looked at his Bris Mila his entire life. There's a fellow named Nochem. The Bavli is called Menachem. Ish Kodesh Kodesh was called the Holy of Holies. The lowest Takel, so he beat me, Turas Mabayim Yom, he never looked at the image on a coin his entire life. Now, the image of the coin, he was mocked because of Avodah Zarah. Because it used to be, obviously, the imprint on the coin was a king or a god, so he never looked at that. Antolinus asked Gabi Rebbe. Antolinus once came to Rebbe. Amalei said, Tali Olai, daven for me. Amalei said, Rebbe, daven for me. He said, Yishvinoch min hadot sinto. May God save you from cold. Okay? See, it says, Lif nekro some, but from the cold, concerning which it says, Lif nekro some miyamo, before his ice, who will be able to stand? Amalei said, Rebbe, Leisa da tzul yosir, is this not superfluous davening? Ksisoch techaseh, wear your coat, vatinasa aslan, and the cold goes away. So that's not, you don't have to daven for that. Amalei, so Rebbe said, fine, let me daven this for you. Yeshvinach, may Hashem save you min hadein shura from heat, the nafak bam, which comes on the word. Amalei Santalin said, oh, Hatzalu, that's a prayer. Kedun Tishtam Tzulosa. If that's your dying for, may your prayer be heard. Because it says, Takav Einister Mechamaso, nobody is saved from the wrath of Hashem, and we darshan Mechumaso from the heat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Taka, before air conditionings, there wasn't much you could do about heat. You could always do about cold. You could always do something, right? Rabbi Yochanan, Adosu Shul Yochanan ben Kireach. The congregation of Yochanan ben Kareach was one of the people in Baishani, went back to Egypt. He went there to settle in Egypt. So, Enam Chayokol HaMabo, I have no portion of the world to come. My time, why? Because it says about them in Hosea, Hashem Bogdu and God, they were treasonous. Kibonim Zarim Yoldu, they gave birth to foreign children. Atoyo Chayim Chadosh Es Chokem, now their new ways will eat their portion. Elazar Rabbi Yehuda Chadamar once said, "Lo gol achnasu arelim." They didn't go to Golos until they finally uncovered up their brismila and became arelim again. The Chorama the other said, "Lo gol achnasu mamzerim." They didn't go to Golos until they produced some progeny which were mamzerim. Manamar arelim, who says arelim, it learns out that they were zorim. It says in the post that they were estranged from mila and mitzvos. Lamadamar Mamzerim, he says that they produce Mamzerim, learns that Zorim, they were estranged from Abel Seim, from their forefathers, by producing Mamzerim. Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo Goli Yisrael, I'm still not going to Golos, Achenasu Esrim V'Arba Kito Shominim, until they had 24 groups of scoffers. And these 24 groups, says the Kikolodin, were corresponding to the two groups per Shevet in Am Yisrael. The Choran Amar, the other says, Logolu, I'm sorry, of my time, what Pesach teaches us this, the Shalech, Ben Adam Shalech, and Yisrael, Hashem says, Chesam sent you to Yisrael, El Goyim HaMordim Asher Mordu Bi. That's it. Game's over. To the Goyim who rebelled against me. El Goyim Morid Enksiv Ka doesn't say to the rebellious nation singular. El Goyim HaMordim Asher Mordubi. To the Goyim who rebelled in plural. So if it's 12 tribes in plural, that means there are 24 groups of scoffers. And of course, 24 is a significant number because it corresponds to 24th form of Tanakh. So that until they had those 24 groups of scoffers, they didn't go to Golos. It says about the 10 tribes, they and their forefathers were criminal against me to this very day. Rabbi Chavashim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nachman said, L'sholosh Golios Gol Yisrael. Am Yisrael went to Golos three times. I'm sorry. The Am Yisrael went to Golos in the 10 tribes, three places. Echol Lifni Minhar San Bation, one behind the San Bation River, the famous river. Echol Dovish Antioch, one to the side of Antioch. Echol Shardale Ma'onan, and one, this is really a mystical thing, where the cloud came down and the Chisosam and covered them. Kishem Shigolu Shosh Golios, just like the 10 tribes into the 3 Golios. Kach Golu Shevet Ruvain, Vigard Vachati Shevet Menashe. So to the tribes lived in the Transjordan. Ruvain, Gad, and half Menashe went to Shosh Golios, went to 3 exiles. My time of Pasuk teaches us this. Derech Achoscha Halach, it says about the tribes that they went in the way of their sister. Vanasati Koscha Kosav Yedech, and I put her cup in your hand. When they come back, they come back from these 3 exiles. My Torah pasuk tells us, "Lemolas Sirim," it tell the prisoners to go out. Those are the ones beyond the Sambation River. Lasher b'choshechi glu to those who are in darkness. That part of the pasuk refers to those whom the cloud covered. And on the pathways they will graze from all the heights of their grazing. Those who went to the sides, I guess there were higher places of Antioch, they'll also come back. Okay? That's basically the end of Agadita for now. The people of the idolatrous city, the city which was missionized and worshipped Avodah Zarah. They are put to death by what form?
Sword.
Right. This is where people who have no food, so they have no portion of the world to come. Okay, they have no chayik. That's what it's brought down here. And the B'nai Moshe brings down the post, so it says B'nai B'liyahu. Means those who will not go up to Olam Abba. So they came out from within you. And they missionized the members of the city to say, let's go worship Avodah Zarah, the whole bit. Now, they're not killed. This is once around the topic. We talk about the halachas for any dachas. Once you say they lost Olam Abba, we enter the topic of the halachas. They're not killed. Until the missionaries from that city, from that tribe, until the majority of the city is found to be missionized, until the missionizers are men. If the missionizers were women, ketanim and children, or minority of the city was missionized, or the missionaries come from beyond the city, and the city is like individuals, instead of getting sword and their money being destroyed, they get stoned. Every person in the city who worships requires 2 witnesses and warning. Zechor Michin Ruben, there's a severity by an individual's Kuvah Vadazar, then multitude's Kuvah Vadazar. Shechin and Meskila, the individuals get Skila. Viham Bamoin and Poli, that's where their money is not banned. By Ruben Messiah, when the majority of the city worships Vadazar, then they're put to death by sword. Viham Bamoin and Avin, that's where their money is lost. Okay, so they get one severity and one leniency, one severity. Okay? Says my ear. It's gotta be a city, lo kfar, not a village. Ear, a city, lo krach, not a metropolis. Bushate, so what has that defined? The first time it says, it's an amazing statement, some people just want to take it out. Bushate mi chamisha rasora, it's gotta be, in order to be a city, not a village, and not a metropolis, it's gotta have from 5 to 10 people. Less than 5 is a village, more than 10 is a metropolis. So obviously it's very difficult to call a city of more than 10 people in metropolis, okay? So again, as I said, there are various different gersos here which attempt to rectify the situation. Be that as it may, Rabbi, we don't pass him like we're mayor. Rabbi don't mayor, but it says, me mayor, it has to be a minimum of 100 to be considered a city. Av Ruba Shal Shevet, up to the majority of a Shevet is considered to be a city if they all live in the same place. But more than a majority of a Shevet, it's really not considered to be a city, it's considered to be, like the dwelling place of the entire Shevet, and therefore you go make an Eri Dachas out of it. Now, Shnaim Shidichu, the Pshat that so changed the Gersi, and I like what he does. It says, Shnaim Shidichu, to be omissionized. Vosam Shnaim Murchu, but these two people, I'm changing the Gersi based on what the Pshat of Israel says. Those two people themselves were missionized, Mishnaim Acherim, from two other people. Osam Shnaim Shuhutchu, those guys who were found to be Medichim, so it happens to be Nidachim. So it happens like this. Ruvain and Shimon missionized Levi and Yehuda. Then Levi and Yehuda went and missionized the rest of the city. What did Levi and Yehuda get? Normally the Medichim get Skila.
Right.
And the other people get sword, right? So we have Reuben and Shimon for sure get Skila. They're individuals. The city gets sword. They're a city. But what about Lev and Yehuda, who were missionized by Reuben and Shimon? What's their penalty? What do they get? Okay? So it's in this chain reaction scenario. So it says, Ma'u itay lehem toras medichim toras nidachim. Do we give them the, actually, you can go to Chumrah, both accounts, give them the halacha medichin, and say that they have to get punished by skila. In halacha nidachin, are the people who are missionized, and say that they lose their money. Right? Because there would be Chumrah, l'kan, be to say that they lose their money, at the same time that they're killed, it's not by sword, but by stone. So, of course, what is the Gemara answering such a case? No. The Gemara doesn't give an answer. Okay. Yeah. The principle in the Yerushalmi which precedes the Spindel principle is most questions are not answered. Right, we know that. So, this question is not answered. Let's say they're a minority of inhabitants of Jews from birth. But if you include Gerim, which I assume is Gerei Tzedek, and Toshav and Gerei Toshav, are they mashim to a rove? There's a very interesting Or Samech, very beautiful Or Samech, although I don't know if it's Pshat. He wants to say, you know, why is there a question by Gerei Tzedek? Choretz Pashat, he's a Jew, right? Or Gerei Toshav, Choretz Pashat, he's not a Jew, right? So then he wants to say an interesting thing. He wants to say Gerei Toshav, who worships Avodah Zarah's penalty is sword. Any man of penalty is sword. If he converts, his penalty is stoning. So therefore, normally when a Ger Toshav when a Goy converts, he gets off the hook for all the averus he committed as a Goy, because the penalties are not the same. The penalties they have to carry over. So the question is here, since normally for Avodah Zarah, the penalty is not the same, would have gone off the hook. But here in Idachas, if the city will become an Idachas, then the penalty is the same. Because it was sword before and it's going to be sword now. So the question is, do we look at it at the net result, which is that it's going to go from sword to sword, and therefore he's shaykh the Eidachas and therefore he joins? Or do I look at the interim, he goes from sword to stone, it's just that if there's an Eidachas, it'll go back down to sword again, and therefore it can't switch from one to the other. Okay? So that's where he learns more. I don't know if it's Pashup Shah, but it's a very cute way of learning. Okay? Now, we know all their property was lost. What if there are well or dugouts, ponds, and the pens of the non-domestic animals, of birds and of fish, right? What about these ponds and pens? So it says more, Obshutas the Malamas or Amout. First of all, the birds which fly above more than 10 falcon above the ground, what's their halacha? So, the Gemara doesn't actually give an answer. The minor point I want to say, the whole question of the Gemara is based on the premise that anything in a pen or in a pond is going to be separate and distinct, but we don't really give an answer as to what actually the status is. Anyway, now the Shulchan Aruch changes the gear so here in order to make this not a non sequitur, in order to make continue with the previous quarry, throws in a brisa. The brisa says, "Medichin nidachas get skila koin dan gam v'shimon omer b'chenek." You know, the medichin themselves, the people who do the missionizing. So on this, they had the phone conversation, but I'm not going to get into it in great detail because it's kind of unnecessary. Rav Shimon Chamura Sreif from Biskila. Rav Shimon says that the burning is more severe than stoning. We've had this shita several times in the past. Rabbanan say Chamura Skila Misreif. Stoning is more severe than burning. Rav Shimon Chomer Chenek Mihereg. Rav Shimon says that suffocating is more severe than sword. Rabbanan say no. Chomer Chenek. That's more severe. In fact, the sword is more severe than suffocation. Okay. Not going to get into why this brought down here again as the so deals with it. We go to Lachazai. You should smite, truly smite the people who live in that city by sword. Hachameres, a donkey train. Hagameles, a camel train. Overes makal makal, which passes from place to place. And they were in the city for 30 days. That's important. So after 2 days, they technically become a resident of the city. It's brought down halacha in so many places. 30 days is what determines residency usually. So if they were there for 30 days, harel matzion osam. They save the city. If as long as they deprive the city of being majority idolaters, they save the city from being destroyed. Okay, is that clear?
I think so.
Yeah. So if it's less than 30 days, not going to work. And vice versa, if they make up the majority and are part of the majority for Avodah Zarah, then the city will be destroyed. Okay? So says the Gemara, a very interesting question. Says the Gemara, not yet actually, for still in the Mishnah. Arel Matzino Sa'achirem, Arel Matzino Sa'achirem, sorry. Achrem Osa is the quote from the Pasuk, the first wise line. Achrem Osa eradicate the city, Biskol Shabbat, everything which is there, Vesanto Levi Chorev, and its animals based on sword. We kind of move from these to those. Nichse Tzadikim Shabbat Soicho, the private Tzadikim in the air, and the Tachas, Oivdim. They're lost. Together with Derry Bale's property. Even though we don't kill Tzadikim, we destroy their property. Shechutz La, if they have assets offshore, then they get to keep that plating. Don't have to be destroyed. But Rishoyim, the assets of the Rishoyim, Ben Rishoycha, Ben Rishutzah, whether they're in the city, outside the city, of them, you cause them to be ruined. You only kill the animals which are in the city of Lo Bechoros, not only its animals, not Bechoros, which belongs to the Kohen. Similarly, or the Mizbech. Nor Meisr, which belongs also to the Mizbech, or to the, whatever, it doesn't belong to the, can't give it over. Shlola, its own loot, that goes, that could be, part and parcel of the deal. Vula, lo kesef hektesh, v'kesef sheni, shebesocha. Not the, the kesef money of hektesh, meisr sheni, that's not burnt. It's not part of the deal of the burning. Rabbi Yitzchak Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak asks a question like this. Very interesting question. Sad Sitkoni Yoshe B'Zoi Chamau. What about the custom shaitels? What happened to them? Now, there are actually two versions here. One version is that the question was about custom shaitels. And do they get to keep them? And the shaitel is, your money, you lose. Now, of course, even the tzaddikim, they lose their money. But not their clothing. So what's the din of a sheitel? Is the din of money, possession, or a din of clothing? That's one way of learning, assuming that it's a wig. The other way of learning is that actually what we're asking about is the hair, which is still attached to their head. But women, you know, their hair is oimed ligozes. Men, they probably don't have so much hair, and it's probably not worth that much. But women, their hair, which is oimed ligozes, that's the shiloh. Do they have to cut it off and burn it? Can they take that hair out of the city with them? Okay? So says the Gemara, and the truth is, if you learn like that, like the second shot, then it works out better with the Rambam, because the Rambam passed it to the Chumra, that you have to get rid of the hair of the Tzadikim, right? So the thing is, the question is why? Because in the Bible, you ask the same question. And doesn't give an answer. And Yerushalmi asks this question and gives an answer that it's okay to take it out. So the Pnei Moshe is bothered. Normally, when there's a question about which is unanswered, Yerushalmi does answer it. We got the Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi's answer. In this case, it's the cooler, as they said. But in this case, how come the Yerushalmi doesn't pass in, how come the Rambam doesn't pass in like the Yerushalmi's answer? So you can answer this very simply by saying that the Gemara in the Bavli was talking about a real wig. But the Yerushalmi is talking about her own hair. Right? With the wig, so then it's a bailoi, you have to imachra. But her own hair, the Rambam never says that you have to cut off her hair and shave it and get rid of it. So therefore, that might be a difference between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, two different topics, and therefore two different psak in the Rambam. Says Maravaitel, again, right? It's animals, not b'chor ma'itz, which is in the city. Shlola, it's loot. Lo kez v'ekdesh u'ma'itzer shein b'socha. Not the money v'ekdesh and ma'itzer sheini. And now, according to Gilan Ephraim, who says the question is a question of the hair which is attached to their heads, he tosses in the line. B'mechub, this is part of the Tosefta. B'mechubar l'kalka! B'enkach or b'enkach mutter. Where it's still connected to the ground, even if it's on the verge of going to the bar, but still permitter. Permitter, Shneimar says, tikboitz, what you can gather, prat l'mechubarim, to exclude things that you cannot gather because they're connected to the ground. That's not in here. But according to the Ephraim, well, it's a question of not peanochis, not air which is off your head, which could be learned from, you know, so maybe from these cases, but even that very tenuously, he learns it very beautifully. It's from the end of the Braisa, where it talks about Mechuber, and says Mechuber is not bar and parcel to punch me or any dachas. So therefore, this Sidkonis does not have to actually shave off her head and get rid of her hair. She's okay without doing that. Okay? Again, that works out with the Pesach of the Rambam. Says a word further. Now, the truth is, I looked at this for some time today, and Kedarki Bakoidish, I hold everybody else learned it wrong except for me. Okay, the next Gemara. Okay? Says Gemara further, Kachi Irni Dachas. The Kachi Irni Dachas, Rabbi Yochanan Mar Eimon Ben Yochanan says there is no Mi'ilah. They're Korbonos there. There's no Mi'ilah in the Korbonos. Now, why is that? So all the different portions give different reasons. The Gilin Ephraim, the Ritbaz, the Pei Moshe. I don't like any of the reasons. I think the reason, based on the Gemara we're going to see in Amud Beis, is that he holds it's like the Bible were already misyoish from it. Because they're going to die. So therefore, it's as if it's ownerless from now. Because they're not going to get a chance to sacrifice it. So therefore, they give up hope. There was no Mila. So it's like carbon chain, lam, bailim, therefore it has no Mila. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish Hamar, Rishim Lakish Hamar, Molim Bani holds it ain't over till it's over. Until Basin kills the animals, it's still there for Shaykh Mila because there's still Karbonas technically speaking until they're killed. Says the Gemara, Mace, Rabbi Yochanan, Rishlokish, Rabbi Yochanan, asked Rishlokish, Al Daitcha, according to you, the Tamar who said Molim Bohem, who said there is Mila, Nisne Shesh Chatos, it should be Mesos. Let's say six Chatos die, not just five. Now, this is a very interesting proof he wants to say to him. He wants to say, look it. You hold that this chatos, now everybody's like, very important. Rambam passing, obviously he was not going to pass in Rish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan. He's got passing like Rabbi Yochanan. Yet the Rambam passes that these chatos in the city, they die. Meaning you starve them to death like any other chatos meso. So what's Rabbi Yochanan asking in Rish Lakish? He's going to ask, oh, it's a chatos meso. He's got all that you kill the chatos, that you starve the chatos to death. So what he's asking is like this. Rabbi Yochanan holds, according to me, it's a different type of chatos meso. The real chatos mesos, one of them is where the owner preceded in death his korban, then you have to starve his korban to death. But in this case, it's a unique case, it's a special case, even though the owner was not yet dead, nevertheless his chatos has to die because he's not going to sacrifice it, he won't have a chance to sacrifice it. So therefore, it makes sense it's not enumerated in the classic list of all the chatos mesos. The five chatos mesos. But according to you, there's a classic case. Because he holds that it ain't over till it's over. And therefore, only comes the chatos meso after the death of its owner. at the hands of Beis Din. So if that's the case, why is this case not enumerated as one of the Chatos Mesos cases? This should be enumerated as well. Says Marmalei, so he said, you know why it's not enumerated? Because it's because here Shekein Afilu Oila to Bedor Meso. By Irni Dachas, it's a unique case in Kolaterakula. In Kolaterakula, the only animal which ever dies is a Chatos, right? But a Chatos Shemesu Baalel. But here, even Oilas die. And there's Taka Paskin that way in the Rambam. Here, I'm also like, what are you going to do with them? There's nothing you can do about them. You can't redeem them. They didn't have a moon, right? The owner died. So therefore, it's out of technicality, they're not enumerated there either. Because the only enumerated there are the case where only a Chatos dies. But here, even an Ola dies. Now, Rabbi Hila B'Shem Mu'l-Shem Elogar said, Molim Bohem, why is it Taka Mi'ilin them? Mishum kotche mumer la'avodas kochavim. Because the guy's still alive. He's a mumer la'avodas zorin, and he's on his way out. He's going to be killed momentarily. But right now, it's like any other korban which is consecrated by mumer la'avodas zor, the korban is valid korban. So our new about zor, if that's the case before the guy said, for your korvu, let's kaparayin and sacrifice his korban. Can't do that. Hashem zevach reshoim to'eva. They're repugnant evildoers. You can't sacrifice their korban. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, why did I say my pshat that I just said? Because of the next case, which clearly indicates that was the pshat in the previous case. And the other mefarshim don't pay attention to the continuity of the cases. Shame on them. Rabbi Yehuda said, of bodois bar, and they also argue Rabbi Yehuda Shlokesh about the following case. Shor shayot tili sokel, oxygen is going to have to be stone. Nitzu eidet zomim, the eidet found the aim is zomimim. Rabbi Yochum are called Koidim Zachar Yochum said, it's already Yeush from now. Even though later on it might come out that it was the Adam were Zoymimim, nevertheless it was already Yeush beforehand. So therefore it loses its owner now. Rishimen Lagasham at Yeush Tosai, that was a mistake. It ain't over till it's over. So that's how when I learned this case, I went back and I said it must be the previous case, it was also a case. Where the Achi Nitachas, Rabbi Yehuda, the moment they're judged, it's over. Gendik, they hold no shaylos are karbonas. Their karbonas are going lemisa, not as a chatos mesa, but because the owners are about to be killed. They shlokish holds no, it ain't over till it's over. Maybe Beis Din will come up with clemency or a kula of some sort. So it ain't over till it's over, and therefore there still is mila. Chayin haven't treated to the Lord, saying anybody ever going out to be killed. Already got its freedom because already made by half because the Bible gave a hope. It's never too late. You can still say it was a mistake. Okay, halachas. No, sounds good. Halachas. Ves koshla tikbot zotor rechova. Take all the loot and put it in the street. Yimein rechula rechov. If it doesn't have a street, also rechov. You make a street. In the Bible, it says that that's only one person's opinion. I forget whose. Bayinim Krokid, the opinion which holds Bayinim Krokid, we need the pasuk literally. If its street was outside of it, you bring the street inside the wall. Shemar says the Torah Chava inside the city. You burn the city. That's kosher and all its loot. Shlola, its loot. Lo shlosh shamayim, not the loot of heaven. We just saw this stuff. Mikanu from here they introduced hayekdeshes of besoicho. Any hekdesh which is within it, yipardu is redeemed. Truma is here kavu and the truma is rotted. Of ma'aser sheni v'kisvei hakodesh and ma'aser sheni and holy writ yigonzu are put in gniza. Kol Hashem lokecho. It is a carbon whole unto God. Rabbi Shimon said, if you make judgment in Yeridachas, Mali Ani Alecha, I attribute to you, Kilo Atam Malo Elo Kol Fanai, as if you make a whole Ola before me. Haistakolam, which should be an eternal mound, Loti Bone Odushim will not be built again, Loti Asif, Safilu Ganetsu, Padasim, shouldn't even be made into gardens and orchards, even Rabbi Yosagili. Rabbi Akiva, Loti Bone Odu will not be built again, look Moshe Hoysa, in on evenings, it won't be built again to what it once was. I will not see gardens and orchards, so we can make a gardens and orchards, make the Yerni Dachas Park. Okay? Maybe we can make it a theme park. Okay, Veloid Bakriot Chamuam in Acherim. The nothing of this, Cherem should be remain in your hands. Nothing of the loot. Remind Yeshua Hashem Echonapon, or that God should return from his anger. V'nosel Chorichamim, he'll give you mercy, V'rechamel, have mercy upon you, V'rebechon, he'll answer you, V'gomer, cause Matcha Yishoyim Elam, as long as Yishoyim in the world, Chorichamim, his anger in the world. All the Yishoyim Elam, and the world, Yishoyim are lost in the world, the stock Chorichamim, the anger goes out of the world as well. Our Rav Shimon says, and he's going really in the last Mishnah, on the Mishnah of Nichsei Tzadikim. Kavachorim Edvar, it's Kavachorim. Ma'amin Chosim. Shem Be'em Das, Lo Toiv Avlo L'Ro. Property has no Das. Why do you have to burn the property of the Tzadikim? What did it do wrong? Property has no Das. Ayyadei Sher Gorm L'Tzadikim L'Dur Mershoim. Since property, since the Tzadikim pursue property, that's what caused them to live in Roshoim. Why do Jews live in Los Angeles? Right? Well, they live in Los Angeles because they want to amass property, right? So therefore, if that's the case, so when Los Angeles slides into the Pacific Ocean, so then they'll have the Tzadikim as well, right? They'll lose their property, not their lives, chas v'shalom, their property. All right? On return, the Torah says, Shri Sarf will burn the property. If we burn property which causes people to go astray, how much more will God burn the people who incline people for a good pathway to a bad pathway? Omer Eliezer said, "Mochiyah b'dover, proof of this matter, precedent meaning is light, right? Below Shelo Yeshab Estom Elim Name Amona. Lot only went to live in stone because he can make a lot of money there, right?" So he went out with his hands on his head without any possessions. Although Zivit Savage says, Maheri Molid Shoma, quickly go there. It's sufficient for you. You can get saved your soul. Nothing else are you taking with you. Ksiv, now this is where actually the rest of the next few lines we already had previously in the Perek. It's brought down here because Yericho had a similar loch to Yernidachas. Ksivit says, "Biyama bana chil abeis eli zericho." In days of Achav, chil abeis eli built Yericho. Chil min Yehoshaphat. Chil was from the southern kingdom, a subject of Yehoshaphat. Yericho min Yehoshaphat. Yericho, the city built was in Binyamin. So how come Achav is blamed? And Mlamish Shagal is chavid echay, because we attribute the negative things to a person negative, and Achav was a negative guy. Chayin Omer, and so too it says, "Ba'aviron ben." It was long. You say Mari here, which I thought was important, but. What it means is that he says that Chil saw Achav worshipping Avodah Zorah and not undergoing Moshe's curse, like we said earlier in the parakal of Atzaz Hashemayim Lo Yeh Motor. So he said, if Achav's not undergoing a curse, so therefore I can build the Yerichon also not undergo a curse. So that was Megalim Lechav Yechav, is Achav's inspiration, so to speak, which led to Chil's Avera. So amen. So says tomorrow, Chinomite says, Ba'aviron ben Bechor, you saw that he found it with the death of Ba'aviron his Bechor. V'skuv Tziro, he closed its gates, so all his children died. This time the Russia from where to learn, yet he didn't learn, he was a big Russia. Why did he do all this? Fisharotz, the rabbis of money, because they wanted to enhance their money. And therefore they got this affliction. Okay, diminish, even as of Chil, the survivors, they became more and more diminished. Kama Hashem, it says, Kedvar Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, like the word of God, the Lord of Israel, Asher Diber B'yad V'Yoshua, B'nu, said in the hands of Yoshua, Kolil Hashem, Elokech, Yericho is supposed to be Kolil. Like the Yernidachas, laid back, Yerichon, nothing should cling to the hands, just like Yernidachas. Tayshim, Elokeh, the lowest law saw B'nu, Yechil didn't even build Yericho. Eliacheres B'no, he built another city, as you'll see momentarily, that too is also since he called it Yericho. Now, another point is, if Yericho does get rebuilt, even Besser, Mutar Atlei Sheba, you're allowed to live there, Yosheba. In other words, it's an issue to rebuild it, but not an issue to live on it. Now, getting back to the issue to build it, Tadir, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shurban Korcha Omer, Rabbi Shurban Korcha Omer, Matal Mor, Bona Seir, Azos, Es Yericho. Why does he say build the city Yericho? El Shloi Yevne Ir Acheres Ushma Yericho, shouldn't build another city and call Yericho, or Yericho shouldn't rebuild Yericho Yericho Shma Ir Acheres and call its name, call it by another name. However, Lamaisa, if it got rebuilt, you'll have to live there, so therefore nowadays, that's what they rely on to go to the casino in Yericho. Just kidding. I mean, they rely on it. There is a place called Mitzvah Yericho, a Jewish settlement right outside, right? Okay, and this gets back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Akiva said, nah. Rabbi Akiva said that Losi Bane Od means you can't build the way it was, but you can make out of it a theme park, right? So from this is derived the nature of another Issa. Chenomer Losa Simul Shubu Derech Hazel, it says you cannot go back in that way anymore to the Tzrayim. It means this is an interesting Heter. I don't remember this from the Bavli at all, and I assume it's not there. All the yeshiva ain't chayz. You can't go back to living in Mitzrayim. V'chayzerat l'schora. However, you can go back to do business. L'kmaratia for merchandise. L'ikboshoros. And if you have to conquer Mitzrayim, it sounds like you're allowed to conquer Mitzrayim and live there. You're only not allowed to live in Mitzrayim when it's Egyptian. But if you conquer it, then you're allowed to live there. At least that's what it sounds like. Okay. Going on to the next barak, next category of dead guys. These are people who are put to death by suffocation. Somebody who smites his father or mother. Somebody who kidnaps a Jew. A rebellious elder against the court. A lying prophet. Somebody who prophesies in the name of an avodah zarah. Somebody who has relations with a married woman. The people put a plot to put a married to marry the daughter of a kohen to death. Now, even though the daughter of a kohen, what penalty does she get for having been mizana? She gets sreifa. Nonetheless, they get chenik, the lighter death. Okay? Ubala, the people that deal with her, same idea. Hamaka, even though she gets sreifa, they'll only get chenik. Maka avivimo in a chayim, somebody who smites his father or mother, is not liable at shasbem a chabur until he makes a wound in them. This is very by somebody who curses over somebody who smites his parents. So if you curse your parent after their parent's death, you're liable. If you want to hit your parent, wait till they're dead. If you hit your dead parent, you are part, you are exempt. Okay? Says my soul, in the way we see a warning not to hit your father or mother. So it says my soul, says by basin when they smite an evildoer, only 40 no more. If they hit him another time, it's superfluous and it's a lava of Russia Lamasakarecha. My Mishu Mitsuvela Kwaisushliya base is required to hit. Hare Tatapanunem Rav, Hare Umitsu Ainodin Shecha Mitsushulakos Natakavakomid, he's commanded not to hit too hard. So therefore basically they were trying to find out Zohar Lav for the Isser of Maka Aviv Ames. So the rest, I thought Ein Masir Min Adin. We're actually making Kavachomer here. We're saying Vishlech Basin is not allowed to hit. So Kavachomer. Hello. So again, we're trying to find. So I don't know exactly this works because Chayitz as Mazir Min Adin, Mazir Min Adin can't warn somebody based on the Kal V'Chomer. I don't know. Anyway, so we're looking for Shliach Basin. No, Shliach Basin allowed to hit. Now I'll take one more Kal V'Chomer. Now I'll take your parents. All right, whatever. And a Chayav Chesim El Chabur. Not liable to make a Chabur. That's interesting Gemara here because the Chayitz will change it around opposite the way it says here. Based Chabur. What Chabur talk about? Chabur Shabbos Chabur and Zokin. What chabur now to make your parents? So chabur Shabbos, the Shaita Shul says, the Yushami argues in the Bavli, I do not remember this, but the Yushami argues in the Bavli. The Bavli holds your chayiv on a chabur on Shabbos, even if you make a, what's it called? A contusion. Oh. Contusion is under the skin, right?
Yeah.
Even a contusion. The Bavli holds, Yushami holds only chayiv if you motzi dam, like by Shechita, because they learned that chabura is like Shechita where you actually produce blood, you know, blood comes out. The Bavli holds a chayav on a contusion. By Nizokin, if I hit you and I make a contusion, everybody agrees I'm liable to pay. Both Bavli and Yushami. So the Shaila is, what am I liable on my parent? It's like Shabbos, and therefore it's only if I produce blood. Or if it's like Nizokin, even I don't produce blood. So you know the Mar's not going to answer this. Based on Chabur, but Chabur Shabbos chalus Nizokin. Inte me Chabur Shabbos, then it should be Ad Shoa Shechiser. Until you made a, well, I'm switching around like Shabbos Zol does. Until you actually to produce blood. Inte me Chabur Nizokin, it's like Chabur Nizokin. Then, even, I feel low, even no blood came out. Halacha base. The Goyim Nevesh Mitzroel, if you kidnap another Jew, ain't a chayv not liable at Shechsen L'shusah until you bring him into your domain. Rabbi Namat Shechsen L'shusah V'yishtavish bo until you bring him to your domain and use him, and then afterwards you sell him, of course. Shemar B'samer bo Omacharo, you use him or you sell him. I think actually the we learned here is both, but I don't remember. Anyway, Agonim, I think it was. Yeah, it's on the bottom. Lech Shloimo changes that. It has to be all three. You change the gear so. Shemre Samer bo Omacharo, and the O here doesn't mean or, but it means as well. Agonim is Beno, somebody who steals his own son. You kidnap your own son. Nebuch, now it happens nowadays, right? Ex husbands, you know. Steal somebody who's half slave, half free man. Okay, most is what we had already in the previous in Parakhes. How we know the first time you steal, you're liable, meaning even before you you sell. Just for the stealing itself, you're liable. How you know, Malchus. So it says, it should be lo signova, the Arsamach changes it. Lo signova falls under the rubric of theft, which is prohibited in parts of the Kedoshim. It's not yet a capital crime. I saw the neighbor, how we know you're not allowed to steal second time, meaning that if you use them and sell them, that you're liable to the death penalty. That's learned from the lo signova and Aseret HaDibros. I mean, I had lo signova, right? But this we that's from lo signov, which is the Ten Commandments, because that's a capital crime. Now lo signovu, again changing yourself, amanas lemeka means even you're just doing it in order to needle that person. Lo signovu shouldn't sell, amanas shouldn't buy, steal even lishma. Amanas shayin tashlumi kevel in order to pay the guy double. Amanas shayin tashlumi kevel ayra commission in order to pay him four or five times. You shouldn't even steal your own stuff from somebody who stole from you. You shouldn't look like you're a thief. Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Yeshu said, Eno Chayev, a Ben Sor More, is not liable. Achig no most until he steals money. Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Yeshu said, Eno Chayev, Achig no most. He's only Chayev if he makes some mockery of money. Machig no most doesn't mean to make a mockery of money. Manicha, what are you talking about? Im should be Behu with A. If you're talking about an individual, Domar Holochim Commission, Abed Samar says to the storekeeper, here's $5. Have these plus, so give me $3 worth of food. Shaita is an idiot. How are you going to kill him as being Ben Samar? It's Tamar Shaita. Holochim says, here's $3. Have these commission, give me $5 worth of food. Barnashu. He's not a Ben Samar. He's a smart dude, right? He's getting a bargain. For $3, he's getting $5 worth of stuff. He's not a Zolel, he's not making a mockery of his father's money. And I never knew this before. What the Yusham is saying, Zolel v'sovei means he's mezalzel on the money and he gets drunk. Not that he's mezalzel on the food, he's mezalzel on the money. Okay. So what's mezalzel money? Kenneke, I'm going to tell you about. He says, here's $5. Avichamisha, give me $5 worth of meat, but only because I'm going to eat $3 of wheat. And the zilzul is that he's buying much more than he is, not being cheated, but he's buying much more than he needs. Hey, dino ganav, hey, dino gaza. What's a ganav? What's a gaza? Rabbi Yehuda said, ganav is even bifnei edim, even in front of witnesses, as long as the owner's not around. That he's still ganav bifnei edim. However, ganav they buy him, if he did in front of the owner, then gazani, who then he's a gazan. Of course, the difference between whether we have to be careful or not. Amar Rabbi Zir said me'ata. Now this one is back on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, but actually the Mashbiach here says pshat slightly differently than we learned back there. It's a nice pshat. He says Amar Rabbi Zir me'ata. You know what he says? How are you ever going to have Well, based on our, let me say it like this. Based on our sugya, it says if you kidnap a person, what's it called in Torah? Korin Fashel. So it's a form of Gneva, right? How are you Gneva? You're stealing the guy. Isn't it like, just we said, if you steal in front of the guy, then you're Goslin. Right?
So
how can he be a gonad nefashos? It's got to be a gazel nefashos, right? So says where from this we must deduce Me'ata, or I feel this guy in the grazer ula bala. If you have a mind to steal the object and steal the owner with it, Asla. Asla is really superfluous. It's really the Rosh Tevis of Ein Zeh Gazlan. He's not a Gazlan, right? A Gazlan must be somebody who, in front of the master, wants to part the master with his money. But if he wants to steal the master with his money, you must be a Ganav. That's what we do from kidnapping. Cute cop, okay? Hi, Dino Gazlan. So what's a Gazlan according to Rabbi Zira? Rabbi Shulbar's sister, Rabbi Sherev, also that she is of Nehassar of Neodom. Has to be that it's done in public, right? The issue is whether it's done in public or not, right? In other words, you have to remove an object from your friend in a public manner, okay? But if you remove the friend with the object, that's not a Gazlan. Says, Mari, you do it in front of my sub Neodom? Lab Dafka 10, I think. But being a Shulkul means in public. And where do we derive this from? From Vayigzos Chariz Mi'anam Yitzri, where there was a public stealing of a spear for an Egyptian. Ma'ita Be'ochem Ben Broko, Tashay Be'ochem Ben Broko, that says if you steal your own son, you're liable. Bibnei Israel, from the children of Israel, he's your child. Ma'ita Rabbah, Tashay Rabbah, who say, no, you're not liable. Me'achov, it's got to be from your brethren. Lami Benov, not from your children. Ma'ita Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Yehuda says, Yechayv, even Chati, Ever Chati, Chati, Ben Chorin, you're chayav and stealing him, because I feel me'achav with a mem from your brothers. If you meet tzachov, even your he who's partially your brother. Matay rabbanon, what's larger rabbanon say? He's got to be fully free. Me'achav means achiyakulo achiv. That you should me'achav means from your brother, but your brother has to be completely your brother. Okay. Halacha gimel zake mami api basin. I know somebody who wrote an article once in one of the YU publications about how the Zakeh Mamre is really a tragic figure. He's a tragic person who's willing to stick out his neck and have his life taken away from him because of his pursuit of truth. Which, of course, is an Irishkeit, because obviously truth is determined not by Svara in these matters, but by the Hashpah, which of the Sanhedrin, so therefore it's an Irish guy. But he wrote a whole article about this. Okay, the main YU Torah journal wouldn't print it. He had to print in some Bikarsish or journal put up by somebody else. I don't know exactly. But anyway, be as it may. A few years ago, 2-3 years ago. Oh, well, no. Maybe 5. Maybe I'm time flies. Maybe 5-6 years ago. Zogi Mamre al P Basin. A Zogi Mamre is on court. In other words, it's not somebody who goes and makes rebellious utterances, you know, issues his own Das Torah. It means that he goes, or just gets the Sanhedrin. Shemite says, Ki Palei Davar, L'chot Davar, Mishpah Soim, will be beyond you in matters of judgment. Ben Dam, L'dam, between blood and blood, Ben Din, L'dam, between judge and judge, judgment. And you go to Basin and you argue in the Sanhedrin court. Shlosh Bati Dino Yusham, there are three courts in the Beis HaMikdash. Echad Pesach Arbayis, one of the opening of the Temple Mount. Echad Pesach Azar, one of the opening of the Temple Courtyard. Echad Pesach Azar, and one in the Chamber of the Yun Stone. Boyim Lezesh, Echad Pesach Arbayis, they came to one of the opening of the Arbayis, Voimer, and the Zokim Marim say, Kachto, Rashti, Vid Kachto, Shuchaveirai. The Zara Darsh, this is how my friend Darsh, in my city. Okay? He actually argued ready on the basin in his own city. Right? Kachli Ma'ati Zahai Tzok Kachli Nuchaberai. So this is how my friends thought. Im Shom, if they know that loch, Omelem, they said that loch them. Ilav and Av, not they go up to court. This is where court cases like Court of Appeals. Boyin Lezer Shal Petzal Azor, they come to one of the opening of the courtyard. Voyim says, Kach Tor, Ash, Kach Tor, Shal Ben, this is what I said, my friends said. Kach Ma'ati Zahai Tzok Kachli Nuchaberai, this is how my friends thought. Im Shom, if they know the halachah, man, they would say, "Bimlav not elu beelu boil lebeitz agor." They come to a great Sanhedrin. Shemis agozis within the chamber of the Yumstone. Shemisham teira yesis l'chol Yisrael. His Torah goes out to all of Yisrael. Shneim and says, "Min hamokam ma'u asher yivchar Hashem for that place which Hashem chose." Now he's still not a zokin mamri. Even if he argues on Sanhedrin, he can rump and grump. He's still not a zokin mamri. Chazali, if he goes back to the city, Vishona, and learns over again, believe me, he teaches again, Hidder Shlomo, like he learned, says, those Sanhedrin, those 70 guys, what do they know? Ichveiz Besser. He's still okay. Right? He's still not, he's still off the hook. Potter, Hoyro Lassos Chayov. So if he paskins against, then he's Chayov. And Lamai says, you can argue on Chazal as well. We just can't paskin against them. Okay? So Shneimar says, Isha Shay Yasib is Zodan, somebody who does intentionally, with a Goymer, Eno Chayav Achura La Asos. It's not Chayav until he paskins to do. Halacha Lim Maisa. Hatamit Shora Potter La Asos Potter. Talmud is the same thing as Zokim Marmi is exempt. Nimsa Chumro is Chumro that he's now at the paskin. Here is this Kula that exempts us from becoming a Zokim Marmi. Ksivit says, Kipalei Michot Davar Lemishpot. Now, Kipalema means Magicha Muflur based on Kosa Dav. So, about the outstanding member of the Sanhedrin in his own city. So, Lav Davki's outstanding member means he has to be Roy Lo Ra, right? He has to be suitable to be a member of the Sanhedrin. Mimcha, now this is a fascinating thing. Mimcha, it seems to be that, I'm not sure in this Gemara, if this Numa the reasons to go up to Yerushalayim to seek the word of the Sanhedrin, or is the Numa the areas which you come as Zok and Mamre. If it's the latter, it's mind-boggling chiddush. Says the Mincha means even in matters of etza, things that you have to do with your personal advice. Davar zu agadah, which would sound like you couldn't even argue that Sanhedrin go to matters of agadata. But that doesn't really, it's difficult to perceive of that. So I'd rather say that these are reasons to go up to Yerushalayim. You want to hear what the Sanhedrin is saying, but Zokim Marmi is only Lamais about halachic hearings. Although I'm not clear about this, not clear for this Gemara. Beidan adam mitzvah, blood, beidan mila adam besulim mitzvah, blood of mila, blood of besulim. Beidan nida, blood of nida, adam ziva, adam tsaras. Now, all these things are indeed topics which are relevant to Zokim Mamri. Beidin adinas, beidin of moments, and in fashas, monetary claims and capital claims. Beidin adim, a judge. Ben Iskon is swapping between issues that have to do with skill or Srefa versus Neroy and Chokim, Herig and Chenik. Ben Nega Nega Ben Mitzor Muskar. Mitzor is the definite Mitzor, Mitzor Mukhan and Mitzor is a question Mitzor. Ben Nega La Nega also could mean Ben Nigi Odom, Nigi Bukhadim, where the difference is between Nigi Odom, Nigi Bukhadim, Nigi Batin, various different types of Taras, man, clothing, and houses. Divrei Zuashkoy said that to give the to drink by Rivas Egla and wringing the neck of the Egla Rufa, Taras Mitzora, and doing Taras Mitzora. Rivos, arguments, Egla Rochim, valuations, Vacharomim, things which go to the Kohanim, Vatsmuros, exchange of Korbatos, Vectatios, and consecrations. Vikamta Valisa, you should get up and go. Vikamta is me based in. You get up from the court in your city and you go to the based in Yerushalayim. The Valisa and go up Zuali, it's going up Yerushalayim. Dov Acher, another interpretation of Valisa is on open and tangent. Bikan the base of Chir, but this is due to the base of Midish, Shalai Bona, El Bigobel, Shalom, Shalai, be built at the height of the world. My time of Waiki, Bahar Kodshi, my holy the mountain, Bahar Mohoim Yisrael, the mountain of loftiness of Israel, Esh Tulen, or the Esh are planted, Benos Arnaf, it'll bear branch, Bosapri, and bear fruit, Begurim, etc. Uvasa, however, it says Uvasa, you know, Valisa Uvasa, the Vasa comes to Rabbah's base in Shabiyavne, includes even a bit Sanhedrin outside Shalai, but only Rabbi Zerah Meir L'Sheila. In other words, the question was quest outside Yerushalayim. You could still become a Zokim Mamre if it eventually reaches Yerushalayim. If the issue eventually reaches Yerushalayim is ruled upon then it's not mature where the original question arose, as long as the matter gets up to Yerushalayim. Okay? Zogim Rami Shura La'asos V'asa Chayav. If he paskin to do, and he did, of course he's liable. Horav La'asa, if he only paskin but never did La'asa, and he didn't paskin in L'maisa, he's falter. Horav Amanash La'asos, if he paskin on the condition people don't follow his psak, falter. Horav Amanash La'asos, but if he paskin on the, you know, with the intent to do Ava Bish Lasa, even though he hasn't yet done, he's already liable.
Yeah. Well, Asos is going on him, not on the people.
What? That would be the next case. You're right. It's going on him so far. But Lamais is going to go on other people as well. That'll be the next case. Okay, it's late. I think we'll leave this for tomorrow night. Mirza Hashem, tomorrow night also will be the seal.